Can we talk about something completely different to what we've been talking about all day?
Golf.
What are your favorite cricket celebrities? So people who are not cricketers, but are like linked to the game and are celebrities. So I'll start with one who I think is absolutely top of the pops in this, which is Russell Crowe.
Oh.
Right? So Russell Crowe, friends with Shane Warne, injures his shoulder while shooting Gladiator, gets the Australian physio to come out and help him. And that's not even the most cricket thing he ever did, because his cousins are Jeff and Martin Crowe, mm-hmm. right? Like, imagine being Russell Crowe and knowing you could never be as cool as your cousin anyway. I've won an Oscar and women want to sleep with me, but he's Martin Crowe and he's got a better cover drive.
Good one. He did this thing with Shane Warne also, right?
That's what I said. I said he was friends with Shane Warne.
Gig where he played Shane Warne.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Was he him or was he somebody else?
No, you're talking about Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman did it. Sorry.
Well, there you go. Now, Hugh Jackman, another cricket guy. I think Hugh Jackman funded a cricket documentary once, by the way.
Seems plausible. What about, who's that old Aussie prime minister that downs a pint on camera at the games? What's his name?
Bob Hawke.
Yeah, him.
Do you know about Bob Hawke?
He's one of my favourites.
So Bob Hawke played a bit of cricket. I think he might have been from Western Australia? I think he might have been. But was a very colourful character as a person. And they used to have political games where the politicians would play. And Bob Hawke decided to play a hook shot in his and got hit in the face.
Ooh.
So not only did he get drunk at cricket games, he's actually famous for playing cricket and getting hit in the face. I think he was a big part of why the Prime Minister's 11 became such a big thing as well.
Like, okay.
You know, he's a big star. So we've got two Australians and a Kiwi so far.
So in England, the guy that spends the most, that fits that bill the most, I would say, is probably Stephen Fry.
Oh, okay.
Who became, is he head of the MCC?
Yeah, he was, is it president they call it, don't they?
I don't know. But he's done the big speech, right? The speech that they do every year. Stephen Fry's done one of them.
Yep.
And he's always knocking about at Lords and at the cricket and clearly loves the game and he's super high profile, isn't he?
So the Netflix, I forget who the company was, but Netflix and whoever else it was wanted to do a documentary explaining cricket to Americans. And the two people in the whole world they got to do it, Stephen Fry and guess who else?
Hulk Hogan.
Me.
I mean, I couldn't think of anyone that silly.
How am I and Stephen Fry explaining cricket to Americans? How did I end up in this conversation?
I would like to see a documentary just with you and Stephen Fry and see how that one flies.
Well, it would also be interesting.
The sexual tension be off the charts.
I think Stephen Fry's a very good one. You got anyone else?
From Indian context, there are many.
Yeah, but give me good ones. Anyone can do many, but give me a good one.
Like Sunil Shetty always had a fascination for cricket, ended up marrying his daughter to KL Rahul. So like, he always wanted to play cricket for India.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously.
But he didn't marry his daughter off to KL Rahul. Surely they met each other.
No, but I'm very sure that he must have had a significant role in that.
I've thought about this as a potential for a dad, that you could marry your child into something you want to do.
Yeah, because this is something which he...
Hang on. Let's get this mapped out. How are we going to do this?
What?
We're trying to work out
to marry our children to now. Yeah. But sorry, continue. That's a good one.
Yeah, but seriously, because all his life, I've seen so many interviews of his where he has kind of said this, that even though he's a celebrity, but he would exchange that life ever with a cricketer because he always wanted to play for India.
I want to test that and see how far down we can get. Is it like four Ranji games enough? Does he have to play for India as an IPO? Do you know what I mean? Like, how far down is he willing to give up his celebrity to play, you know?
And the bond he has with KL Rahul is amazing. He's like, that fanboy moment reflects in his eyes.
Similar to the one that KL and Goenka had?
Oh, you can say that. Have you seen that famous ad in which Rohit Sharma is having a dinner with Sunil Shetty and KL Rahul walks up to him and he said, son, the Mumbai Indian connection is bigger for me right now. So it's like, it's a very funny thing. So he plays a lot of celebrity cricket. So he's always in and around cricket.
Do we count Shah Rukh Khan in this? Because he actually didn't like cricket.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be mentioned.
I like the fact that the guy that was on Bargain Hunt, which is like a...
I think more than Shah Rukh Khan, it should be Pretty Zinta, I would say.
Guy that's on Bargain Hunt, which is like a daytime TV absolute staple in England. It's like an auction show. It's like an hour every single day of the week. Guy that was a bargain hunt. So basically people muck around, do it the wrong way around. They go to a crappy little fair, they buy something that's crap, and they sell it at an auction, and they always lose money, and that's the show, right? But they have experts that go around with them. One of those experts, auctioneer in the IPL, main man.
Yeah, that is...
Him.
And remember, it was like IPL auctioneer or something was his Twitter handle, wasn't it? And yet...
Is he called Richard?
I'm not sure.
He didn't have a very good record on Bargain Hunt, so they obviously didn't do any stats work on him. No money boarding.
Yeah.
Like, they rarely made money when he was the expert, so... To then auction, do the auction. Is it the biggest auction on TV now? The IPL auction?
Has to be, I guess.
Or is it some like Sotheby's mega dog?
Yeah, maybe there might be the odd bigger auction, but it'd be up there, right?
Yeah.
Like every year it's probably in the top
two or three. To go from Bargain Hunt to that is pretty cool. I'm chucking him in. Don't know his name, but he's going in there for me.
Such a celebrity that you can't remember his name.
So far I've had two that I don't know their names. The Aussie old Prime Minister man and... Yeah. IPL Bargain Hunt man.
Can I tell you my Mick Jagger story?
No.
Yeah.
So we were at the first Ireland test match in Malahide, and came over to the press box and they said, you can't go to the other side of the ground at the moment. We're like, why? And they're like, Mick Jagger's there and he doesn't want any press to come over. And it's like, Malahide's not a cricket ground, right? Like I can just walk there, guys.
It was the first Ireland test match in 2018.
Yeah, first ever one. And he was on tour and he stopped his tour to come in and watch the test match. Because like me, he wanted to be at the first Ireland test match.
Yes.
But the great story about Mick Jagger is, I'm sure I've told you this before, is that in 1996, Mick Jagger was using Crick Info well before most people had the internet, right? Because he's traveling around the world and how else do you follow cricket scores? And then he's like, oh, wait a minute, if I just give this company a bunch of money, they'll be able to broadcast cricket. Whoa. And so Crick Info has probably the first professional broadcast stream ever in sport, right, on cricket. And it was Mark Mascarenhas, I think, who did the deal. Was he Sachin's agent?
Yes.
Yeah. I think he was involved
From 94 till 2000.
Yeah, and I think he was involved, and they got it. Can you imagine what the internet was like in 1996? So what you really got was the audio commentary, but one in every five frames came up. So it would be...
I probably watched it. I've got another one. Now, which is the Northern Ireland cricket ground? Is it Stormont or is it Malahide?
Stormont.
Malahide's the Dublin one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been to both of them, but Stormont once I went. I've told you this before. Neil Hannon, right, is a man who is a musician in England. He was in a band called The Divine Comedy that were very popular. He now writes music for films and stuff. So he did all the music for the Wonka film, right?
Yeah.
Big dog. He's a big guy in music. And he's really fun. But he loves cricket. And he is in a band, which I'm not sure if it still exists, but they were great, called the Duckworth Lewis Method.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
I think they did one album. Did they maybe do a follow-up?
I think they did two albums. But one of the songs about Shane Warne's Ball of the Century to get Gatting is a masterpiece. It is a masterpiece, right? So I was at a game at Stormont. Australia were playing and I had a slight run-in with Shane Watson, which I will not talk about on camera. And it rained loads because it always rains in Ireland every single day. It's like Manchester. It rains every day. And there was a big, long delay. And Neil Hannon was at the game because it was in Ireland. And him and his mate, big guy, I can't remember his name, who were the Duckworth Lewis
Thomas
Welsh. Band. Is his name Thomas Welsh? Brilliant. Somebody was like, get the guitar, lads. They went off, keyboard comes out, guitar comes out, sound system wired up. They played for an hour and a half in the rain. One of the best days I've ever had at cricket. They had cricket songs for days. Everybody wandered around.
Don't they have a whole song about Java Mandad?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Mandad?
They've got... Boom Boom Afridi. They've got one of them. So they're awesome. So he's one of my favourite cricket people.
Do you count Usain Bolt in this?
Well, we'll get to him. Keep that one. That's a good one. Yeah. So that band, because I was a cricket blogger at the time, and they were reading my blog. And so they invited me to the Oval, and we went and saw them. And it was so Neil Hannon, as you said, was really famous. Thomas Walsh wasn't very famous, but a very respected musician. But also on their album, they had celebrity voices. And one of them was a guy called Matt Berry, who at that stage was not very famous. But of course now, and so I'm at the Oval, I'm watching the first ever dedicated cricket band with, like, you know, a mega famous musician.
Aren't they brilliant though?
And then Matt Berry came out and did a bunch of like, I don't know, voiceover or comedy sort of to do with it. And I remember just like years later, I was like, I can't believe I was at that event. And I just sort of walked off. But I met Neil and Tom.
Awesome.
Yeah, I interviewed Tom about the record. I think I might have written the first review ever on their album. Way.
So Jiggery Pokery, go and buy Jiggery Pokery or listen to it. It's outstanding.
So Usain Bolt's an interesting one because he's not the biggest sprinter who loves cricket.
Johan Blake
is the huge cricket fan.
The beast. He did that at the start of every race. He was really fast. Very unlucky that Bolt was around at the start.
But I think both of them would be, that would be quite up there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but like, consider the fact that Bolt even went on to play also, right?
But he played football. He
played in Australia and they don't know anything about football.
Technically.
He played in Australia, in the like, proper league in Australia, didn't he? He had a go.
Yeah, was it when they were having like celebrities as the 11th player?
No. He became part of the BBL also, right?
Yeah, I thought he was involved with the BBL.
No, that was like Will Smith was involved with the BBL. He just turned up with a shirt on one day.
No, because Australia had the Big Bash. You remember this?
Will Smith, there's another one.
When the Big Bash started, or was it before it became a league? Australia would play, some of the Sydney teams would have a celebrity player.
No, that was before it was the Big Bash.
Yeah, it was before that it was. So they had like famous rugby players.
Who
playing.
Was it
the, I thought Usain Bolt was involved
was it
in that.
That did an amazing outfield catch. Might have been he was quite a big lad. Might have been a.
That was in it. Yeah, that was Paul Fatty Vartan. Was that his name?
So it was Fatty something.
Yeah.
The catch is a stunner though.
Yep. So Usain Bolt, you got anyone else?
Tom Alter also, because the kind of...
So how famous was Tom Alter? Because obviously I know his son, but I don't know his dad as being famous.
Yeah, to be honest, in the 70s and 80s era, he was an outlier. Like an American becoming part of Bollywood was not something you would see on a daily basis, right? So he had a little mass appeal.
I thought Tom Alter was English.
No.
He's American, was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I bow to your knowledge.
This is what I got to know from Jamie because I had a pod with him.
Yeah.
So his grandfather grandfather was part of the Philadelphia cricket club or something of that sort.
Really?
Yeah. He shared some stories.
So you know
that.
They're famous as well.
Yeah.
No, that's incredible.
Yeah, this is how he kind of was sharing all that stuff. So he has the American lineage for sure, and.
So he was a big star in Bollywood at that time.
I would not say a big star, but an outlier because you wouldn't see people, the white-skinned people, actually becoming mainstream in Bollywood in that era.
Yeah.
I don't think so there's any parallel of him in that era. And then in the late 80s, he completely switched it over to, I would say, journalism more.
Yeah.
So that was one major switch that he had. So as we know that he interviewed Sachin for the first time. In 1988 or 89, I was.
Yeah, it was early, wasn't it? Have you got any others?
No.
Daniel Radcliffe?
That's a good
is
name.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he Harry Potter man?
Harry Potter boy, I suppose?
No, he's Harry Potter man now.
Harry
he
Potter
was
man.
Harry Potter. Now he's Harry Potter man.
No, he was definitely a cricket fan. And I've heard...
So John Major was quite a famous cricket fan at the time.
John Major's an interesting one. Do you know who John Major is?
No. So he was the Prime Minister of England.
But after Margaret Thatcher, so no one paid any attention.
That's right. So, as everyone knows, I know nothing about politics, but he was famous for being incredibly boring. But
and a cricket fan. Who would have thought
Even the current, completely honest.
Rishi Sunak and Theresa May were both cricket fans.
I heard a thing with Rishi Sunak. And, you know, Test Match Special interview is called From the Boundary or something.
Something like that.
And it's like at tea, they talk to somebody who...
A celebrity,
famous person who allegedly loves cricket, and Rishi Sunak doesn't love cricket. He was like, I love it when it's the second innings and they do the scoring and they hit the ball to the boundary.
He used
That's
to
my
bet
favorite.
On cricket though, didn't he? Spread betting.
there's some fun. Yeah, so he says there's some funny.
He did.
Yeah. We'll have to do a famous people that have bet because I've got a big long list, but I'm not sure I'm allowed to say anything.
Theresa May gave boycott the knighthood because she was such a boycott fan. I'm pretty sure that that's how that happened.
Is a surprise that a female prime minister decided to.
Yeah, with boycott of all people.
Wowzers.
John Major, though, just to get back to John Major.
He's
written one of the best books on the history of cricket.
Seriously?
Yeah, because he had fuck all to do after he finished being Prime Minister, I suppose.
While he was Prime Minister.
And when I first used to go to the Oval, he was quite often there watching county games. So he's a legit.
Yeah, he's a proper cricket fan, yeah.
There's a couple of good Pakistani ones as well. Obviously, there's Kumail Nanjiani, who put cricket in his movie and recently went on the Great Cricketer podcast. And I only saw the little snippets of it, but it sounded like he knew what he was talking about, right? He made some very good jokes about Buzzball. I don't know if you've seen those.
I love it when cricket appears in things.
Yeah.
I much prefer it when they don't know anything about cricket and they start referring to it and how the game's played and stuff. It's really entertaining. We should do a whole one on that.
Yeah. I don't know the actor from The Big Bang Theory, but he plays Raj Kruppapal. I think he tried to get a cricket documentary up once about the Sachin superfan, if I remember correctly. And Iqbal Thiba, who was from Glee and Community and everything, he always comments on my pieces and Usman Samuddin's pieces. And he asked me to help him get a ticket to the World Cup final. Not World Cup final, the 2019 India-Pakistan game. And I couldn't get him in. I didn't have the clout because it's India-Pakistan. And they basically said, he's not famous enough. And I was like, guys, like, he's really famous, Iqbal Thiba. Like everyone's seen him in one thing or another. Those are the Pakistani ones. I'm trying to think. There must be more Kiwi ones. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I mean, the Russell Crowe ones are pretty. It's a pretty good start. There's a lot of the Hollywood actors and everything. Can we finish with one last one? Frankenstein's monster is Boris Karloff. Boris Karloff.
Something to do with Rocky?
Hey.
Something to do with Rocky?
No, he was Frankenstein's monster. You're thinking about another person.
Is that a different Boris Karloff?
So the original Boris Karloff back in 1930s was like a big star and he becomes, there were two big monsters, obviously. There's Dracula and Frankenstein, Frankenstein's monster. And he was Frankenstein's monster, but he was also a wicketkeeper in the Hollywood cricket team.
Big hands, to be fair.
And was, didn't move quickly though.
Not the quickest. Cameron Akmal.
But yeah, there's quite a few. And of course, there is a English test player who's also been a Hollywood actor. If you get this,
it's going to be old-timey, isn't it? I don't do the old-timey
answers. In India, that's happened with a lot of people.
Oh, no, I mean but this is a guy who was like a cricketer, retired from cricket, and then 20 or 30 years later becomes like a Hollywood actor. So I don't mean he would he didn't get the job because people knew him because he was a cricketer.
Was it Ronald Reagan?
No, but he wasn't famous.
Was it Ronald Reagan? And then he
people
became
like Sullivan and Kola. He did it happened with him. So he became a proper mainstream artist, right? The TV artist, and then had a couple of movies also.
Oh no! I mean, I'm not saying that no one has ever gone for it, but the fact is that this was. And England, I think he might have been a captain. His name was Charles Aubrey Smith. But his career, he finishes playing cricket in the late 1800s becomes a Hollywood star in the 1930s.
Amazing.
Because Bollywood and cricket have gone hand in hand. For example, the Pataudis for that matter.
I don't count that in the same way because there's already a link. This is a very, very random one, right?
Exactly, makes sense.
But we should have just finished on Frankenstein's monster being a wicketkeeper.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.